Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Oh man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way, because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Fanatic.com brought to you by Patrick Eads, a staff and a service department at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Also, Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Mike's E-Keys for Cars, GT Car, his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling, Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE, the Midtown Family Restaurants, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Oxyoke Inn in the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, and Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Here's Tom Suter, along with Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com. Take it away.
Are we here?
Yeah, you're there.
We are here. We're discussing ticketing at the...
Well, I heard you guys talking about it a little bit yesterday. It sounds like you had to spend a serious amount of additional jack just to watch the last two games.
Okay, so the semifinal game, we had just kick-ass seats. Then they were a little over $200 each.
But this was after paying the $260 just to get into...
After paying $130 general admission.
For each of you?
Yes, for each of us.
So you're at $260.
But that was our decision because we weren't going to sit in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, but you did that not thinking you'd have to pay extra money, right?
I mean, as far as the ticket, by
changing
our tickets?
Didn't you think once you paid your $260, didn't you think you were done?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But as it played out...
Well, no, that's what I know. So then you each had to pay an extra $200 each for the semifinal?
Yes, and it was worth every nickel.
I'm just keeping track of $665, and then how much for the championship?
A little over $3.
So you had to spend over $1,200 watch those three games.
We could have, but we could have just stuck with the $200 and...
But still, what a wild setup. The men's is not going to be like that.
Look, we had to wait... The first day, we waited about an hour and a half or 2 hours to get in.
Oh, I know. I talked to some people who said they
And I'm left. Just not, you know, I'm not built that way.
Well, my one buddy said we were either going to wait for 2 hours in line or spend $300 for a ticket. He goes, I love Caitlin Clark. I'm going to go home and watch it. He lives up in, he goes, he lives in Minnetonka, I think. He goes, I went home and watched
it. And that's a totally legit stance.
But he blames it on, he thinks, you know, the Big Ten and the Targets, and he goes, there wasn't enough communication, it sounds like.
No, and the biggest problem is they moved the goalposts, because the tickets we bought were general admission, and there were certain sections of the main floor that were general admission day one.
Yeah, just from the initial purchase, you and Ann were paying basically almost $45 per game for a ticket.
Yeah.
That's not cheap.
Well, it is for that kind of thing.
No, it is, but it's really not that cheap. How much is it for an Iowa women's game single?
Maybe $10.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I know this is the women's basketball tournament always has a lot of empty seats, usually.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's too expensive.
Didn't this time.
Well, no, I wonder why.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think that was an aberration. I mean, yeah, you've seen a lot of those games. Hell, a lot of the men's games in conference tournaments, you look at them playing in the semifinals, the gym's empty.
Yeah.
The arena's empty, yep. I should say. So Well, luckily,
well, that's happening around the country, and it's a harder thing. You know, people have 60-inch, you know, high-definition TVs in their living room, and
well, a lot of people don't have $2,000 to go spend on.
Most people
it sounds
don't.
Like that's yeah. about what it would have taken to get the seats you want, be up there with the hotel and everything. That's a
as it turns out,
$2,000 trip.
But we spent 18 cents on gasoline going to and from
because of your
event.
Perks card.
Yes,
I have one of those now. Haven't used it for gas yet, but it's
18 cents.
It's given me some nice trip. Little discounts
we
on.
We got it.
I finally got it. I'm there all the time, and it was easy. I just gave the kid my number, and next thing I know, I have it. And I actually got the card. They said the card would take months. I got the card within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I have not cashed in on any gas yet. So I'll have to do that. But oh, and I heard you guys talking earlier. I got the bird problem fixed. I called Bobcat Pest and Control.
Yeah.
And they hung this thing. I took a picture of it. They hung this thing about 8 feet from where the bird was pecking. They covered the hole, but he said, he goes, I could cover the hole, but he goes, it's just going to come back and dig above it. And the good thing is right away, he said, well, at least you don't have termites. Well, how do you know? He goes, well, I'll check. But he goes, you don't, because he goes, if you did, that whole wood side would be gone.
Yeah.
He goes, as long as you say it's been pecking nonstop for 20, he goes, that wood would be, he goes, you don't have termites. And he checked. He goes, you don't. But they hung this thing, and it's literally, it's like, I'll show you a picture of it. It's two metal pieces hanging from a thread, and when the wind blows, it spins fast and has this reflection that puts this like laser light out, and there hasn't been a bird within 50 feet of my house since they hung this thing. And it cost $84. You know, that's not a, and I got to thinking, that's not a lot of money, but it's the kind of thing where if it didn't work, they wouldn't be selling them. $84 is enough money to where if there was birds coming back right away, I'd call and complain to them. And the guy said they've got pretty good success rate. Then when it gets warmer and you don't have any risk of freezing, if you want to get this scent thing, you can put it up. It's almost like a room freshener thing you hang from your rearview mirror to make your car. He goes, that scent. He goes, either one. He goes, they both work. But this visual thing, man, it's incredible. That bird has not been back.
They sprayed something on our house when we lived in Sandusky, and maybe it had a scent thing, but they sprayed it on.
Yeah, he said they don't do that much anymore because it's better not to mess with the wood. Because I asked him about spraying, that was not even an option they had. They just had the scent and the visual thing, and he said we recommend the visual thing. And like I said, it's incredible how well it's working.
Hello.
Hey, Pat. We had a bird peck on our house. By the time we got to it, there was a nest and little birds in there.
Yeah, that's what they. And lots of times it's not the bird that dug the hole that nests. Sparrows wait for woodpeckers to make these holes because woodpeckers don't live in there. Sparrows will go in there in a heartbeat, though.
Well, that's what he found. And my brother-in-law found three more big holes. So he hurried up and got them all cleaned out and fixed up. And then we put up steel siding.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's just mean, Karen.
I mean, they're going for... it was interesting. This guy said it's probably going for nutrients because there's bugs and stuff in wood. But he said the other thing it's probably doing this time of year, he says it's probably in heat and it's trying to find a mate.
Yeah, it's a mating
it's
thing.
It's a mating thing. Yes, he says that's probably what it is more than anything.
In fact, we just had a bird expert on 45 minutes ago,
yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a mating ritual.
Yeah, so, but now it's taken care of.
I was going to ask you, who's this five-star recruit that we were supposed to pick up?
Well, not supposed to. They did. Her name's Addie Deal out of Mater Dei High School in Southern California.
In California.
She wears her hair the exact same way Caitlin does. She's built very same size.
About the same size, yeah.
I mean, I've watched video of her. She plays the same way. It's kind of creepy. And I'll tell you what, she's not afraid of a challenge because she's going to be compared left and right to Caitlin, and she must embrace that challenge or she wouldn't be coming here.
So we could keep this women's thing going forever.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she's going to be a generational player. We'll have to wait and see.
She does look good, though.
Yeah, she does look good, but I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. I know I've seen stories. People saying that this is just a sign that the dominant. We don't know. You hope it does, but yet, I mean, I know you want to make those statements because that everyone likes to hear that, but we don't know. I mean, but there's no reason to think they're ever going to be bad again because they haven't been ever really bad under Lisa to begin with.
Well, they never have been.
I mean, they had some NIT years and what have you, but they've never been bad under Lisa. So, yeah, no, this is a good sign. They're preparing for life after Caitlin.
And who do you pick tomorrow?
Tomorrow, what are we?
Iowa. Oh, the men's game.
You know, I don't have as good a feeling as I have before, which means maybe they'll win. I mean,
that's good.
I mean, Ohio State beat them last year. Ohio State's beaten them 4 out of 6 times in the tournament. Now, Iowa did beat Ohio State here, but barely at home. And Ohio State is much better now than they were. This coaching change just seems to have ignited this team. And Fran explained a little bit. They do have some – they are playing a little differently, but I would not be surprised either way. I'm like 50-50 on this. I just don't have a gut feeling. And if I do talk myself into it, it's more I think they might lose. Because Ohio State seems to be – Ohio State seems to be playing pretty well right
now. They are.
Let's hope for good luck, and I'll go and pray for them because I have to go to church.
All right.
All right. Well, you break out those beads, Karen.
Okay. I'm not even Catholic.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just don't have a feeling either way. We're leaving tomorrow morning, 5:30 tip-off, and nothing would surprise me.
We just didn't look very good against Illinois, and
but they looked good the previous games, though. You know
they
were playing well.
They did.
I mean, they play Illinois if they win, so it's going to be hard to get to the semifinals.
Yeah, real hard
this year, but it's also hard to beat a team 3 times in a little over a month, which will be the challenge facing Illinois. So, just got to play this Ohio State game. They're playing better under this Diebler, the interim head coach.
Is that John's brother?
I haven't looked. I got
to
read.
It has to be, doesn't it?
I assume it is. A look-alike. I just haven't read my notes yet. But he's done a hell of a job. I mean, he really has. They're playing better. Bruce Thornton's good. Roddy Gale. They've got good players. They just didn't get off to a good start. But now they're playing. Didn't they beat Rutgers by like 30?
They killed them, yeah.
Not that Rutgers is much of a measuring stick, because Rutgers to me has been a disappointment. But, yeah, but they beat them by 30. I'm not sure if Iowa would beat
Rutgers. So explain to me, Rutgers has been terrible this year, okay? They have 2 top 15 recruits coming in.
Well, one's the younger brother of the guy who played there, Harper, and the other lives right.
Also Ron Harper Jr.'s brother?
Brother, and
okay.
And the other one lives right there in the New Jersey area and wants to play close to home.
Okay.
And, I mean, as terrible as they've still won 7 conference games. They've been to the NCAA tournament recently under Steve Paquette, somewhere they hadn't been for years. They're still in the midst of a pretty decent run. They just haven't had a good year this year. They got to get better offensive players. But, yeah, the one is Dylan Harper, I believe his name, and he's Ron Harper's younger brother, and he's good. I've seen video of him. He's good. So I don't know if Amori, I think he has another year with COVID. He's not going to play in the NFL. He's not good. But if Cliff Amori were to come back and they keep everybody and you add those two, they could be really good next year.
A big plus.
They could be really good next year. They just need to get some offensive players. They play good defense, but now they're not really even playing that good a defense because their offense is so bad. It's just starting to affect their defense.
And they're just, and that's the thing in this day and age. The teams change so much from year to year. So not only do you have your typical graduations, you know, people who are out of eligibility.
And that's starting to happen in women's basketball now.
It sure is.
I mean, look at South Carolina. They have a completely different starting five.
Yeah.
I mean, and LSU's different. So, yeah, it's all over the place now.
South Carolina hasn't missed a beat, obviously. They've won all their games.
Yeah, they have won all their. There's been some that have been really close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whereas last year there weren't many that were even that close. So
Cardozo has shot 1-3 in her career, and it was a game-winning shot. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be lucky.
Yeah, isn't that something?
You know, sometimes it pays to be lucky.
Then the next day she gets in a fight with the LSU player. Did you happen to see any of that?
Yeah, I saw the replay of it. And then, of course, how both coaches reacted. I mean, Dawn Staley reacted way better than, of course,
way
Kim Mulkey.
Better.
I mean, Mulkey's like a 2-year-old. I mean, she's just insufferable at times.
It was really bad.
Dawn Staley handled it well.
Yeah. And Kim, you know, her player started it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hello.
No, she's really just, I mean, she just looked like crap. And every commentator is saying the same thing. That was a crap way to handle it. And
yeah, it was just not a good image.
But that's her.
Yeah, it
that,
is.
That,
yeah.
That is her. That's her
She
person.
Is a great coach and a...
You like the way she dresses?
I don't mind it. I really don't.
I don't mind it. I find some of them funny. I mean, I get a kick out of some of it. I will tell her, and I don't want to sound like someone creepy. She's aged well. I mean, she's in her 60s. She's aged pretty well.
She's just a problem.
It's her personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. How old is Kim Mulkey?
I think she's in her early
63,
60s.
62. Yeah. I mean, I know she's older than I am because I remember her playing back when I might have been.
Who did she play for? I can't remember.
Did she play? Louisiana Tech. I think it was Louisiana Tech. I think. under Leon Barmore. I could be confusing her with somebody else, but I thought
it was Louisiana Tech.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. She was good.
Yeah. Didn't they won a national championship?
Yeah, they were really good back then under Leon Barmore. They were one of the powers. I remember this girl, Nora Lewis, I believe her name was. She was from Peoria Richwoods. Huge recruit. Back in Iowa's heyday under Vivian, but she picked Louisiana Tech over. And at the time she did it, I didn't know. I'm like, why would you? And then I looked, now I understand why.
She's 61.
Okay. I thought she was a little older than that. But no, but she's aged pretty well, but she's just got such a miserable personality.
She really does. And it's always about her.
What do you think about Saban? Him?
Well, I wish he'd shut up. I mean, because now it's just making it sound like I don't like the new rules because I can't dominate and be the only one making money, so I'm quitting. I mean,
is that what he said?
Well, he's just saying
basically,
that he can't.
Basically,
he couldn't survive. All the players want to know about is how much money they're making. And I get what he's saying, but this is a coach who's whining. When what was he making? $10 million a year?
Yeah, easy.
With all of the other stuff. I mean, it's just they've been reaping the benefit of this for so long. Now they're having to share it, and it's just for these old traditionalists, it's just not sitting well. Mm-hmm. But this is life as we know it now. It's not changing.
Nope, it's not.
Free market society. These kids have a chance to make money, and a lot of these kids aren't going to be good enough to play in the NBA or the NFL. They got to make that money during those 4 or 5 years in college because that's going to be their life-changing money.
Yep.
Let's say you're not good enough. You play maybe a 1 or 2 year starter at an SEC football school. You're not good enough to play in the NFL, but during that 4 or 5 years in the program, you make $150,000, $200,000. That's how you start your. That's a nice little nest egg to build on, isn't it?
It sure
is. A lot of people never have that they can put away.
Well, and I mean, again, the whole thing started. Their image is being used. They're being constantly promoted, to further the institution. And it's just.
And to further the television stations.
Yeah, it's just.
But, yeah, and I don't feel sorry for him. I know he's worried about the future of the game, and everybody is. I get it.
Well, fair enough.
There are no rules. There are no regulations. I mean, maybe someone like Nick Saban or Barry Alvarez needs to become, like, the czar of college football.
Well, I would be all for that.
My only concern with that, though, is they would operate and make decisions favoring administration over student athlete because they're so used to that.
That's possible too.
So, but yeah. So who knows?
But there has to be some governing.
There does. There does need to be some. I think you got to be some compromise because the kids are going to make money. If there's money out there in NIL, the kids deserve it. I mean, that's just the way the structure works now. My guess is Addie Deal's probably getting.
I'll bet she's getting a chunk.
I guess she's getting something. I mean, that's all part of it. But I think what you're seeing with Addie Deal, and I'm not taking away anything from everyone, is a direct reflection of Caitlin Clark. I mean, I would think so. I think that's the main reason. She's intrigued by what Caitlin Clark was able to do in this offense. She saw all those fans, and I think she was blown away by it. And she looks and see, well, they've been successful even before Caitlin. Iowa's on a pretty good run right now.
And I read your article, which I thought was good about Addie.
We're trying to get her on a podcast. We've reached out to her. She retweeted every story written about her. I noticed that on her. I'm not sure. Rob's trying to get her on his recruiting podcast. So what's funny is when we sometimes with these student athletes, especially the younger ones, about interview, they'll be like, yeah, yeah. But then if you ask them if they want to do a podcast, some of them freeze up because, you know, that's different. You know, being on a video, you know, being on a screen or doing a Zoom call or whatever. So, but we've reached out. Hopefully we can get her. My guess is she was inundated by
of course.
And she probably started with local. I haven't seen any, but we did. We put a video from Courtside Film up on her, and the video, I mean, did you see her? I mean,
yes.
She wears her hair exactly like Kate.
She does.
It's pretty common. I'm not saying it's like, it's not like Cyndi Lauper hair where you specifically, but it's same color, same length.
She has some of the same skills. I'm not saying she's the next Caitlin
Clark. The one thing I saw was her throwing a beautiful no-look bounce pass to a girl going baseline on a back pick, and it looked just like Caitlin. And she is 6 feet tall.
And she's a three-level scorer.
Yep.
And
she only averaged 15 as a junior or as a sophomore because she got hurt this year.
Yeah,
she has suffered a grade 3 ankle sprain in December. But I mean, it's better than blowing out your knee or something because they've already had that with Aaliyah Guyton.
Yeah,
I mean they've had some injuries and what have you. She should be fine. But we actually saw an Iowa coach yesterday, and they, I can say it was everything. None of it on the record, but they felt pretty optimistic. They didn't know. You never know. But they felt pretty optimistic because she had just visited, and then boom, now she's announcing. And because previously she had narrowed her list to 12. I love when they narrow it to 12. or like 18.
Oh, was it really 12? Because it looked like more than that.
It was 12. I guess she had done a 12. That was her last kind of breakdown, and then it was this. But they felt positive and pretty optimistic, and now we know why. So her
and Addie, evidently she loves the family atmosphere. That
and I believe
culture.
Someone said her brother is at Grinnell.
Yes.
So yeah, they had a little maybe that gave them, but I think it was more the Caitlin Clark, the offense, and just the success. Yeah. I mean, mostly I think it was Caitlin Clark. She envisions herself doing what Caitlin Clark did, and she's like I said, she must not be afraid of the comparison, because if she was, she wouldn't come here.
Well, that's interesting. So now we've gotten two pretty big recruits out of California that, you know, before it just didn't happen very often. With Ava Hayden,
she's Oregon.
Oh, well, she moved to California.
Oh, but she grew up in Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, when we did the podcast with her, she was, did she play high school ball this year in Oregon or California?
California.
Okay. So, but yeah, they're recruiting on the West Coast. To me, Oregon's even more unusual for them to do it. But that's when you have a player like this, you've got national appeal. I mean, you've got to reach, and they're striking while they're hot.
Yep.
So, we'll see. I didn't realize that Ava Hayden had moved to California. I wonder why she did that. Was it just family related, or was it?
I don't know.
Competition wise, because we had her on a podcast last spring, I believe it was, and she was sitting at the front porch of her house in Oregon, because I remember all the big fern trees and stuff, and it looked like Oregon.
Yeah,
it
was really nice. I don't know why.
But yeah, I mean, they're recruiting all over the place, and they're also recruiting locally. They got Journey Houston coming from
Davenport,
and didn't she have a knee injury?
Yeah.
So, yeah, two of their commitments have torn ACLs. That's always the tough part about it.
Journey's got another year.
Another year. And, I mean, Aaliyah could always come here. If she's not ready, she can easily take a red shirt and have 4 years to come back. It's just, you just hate to see them have setbacks like that.
Yes, you do. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a completely new team next year, losing Caitlin, Gabby,
Addie Deals won't be on the team next year either.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a completely different team. I think people need to be realistic, and I think most fans will be. I don't think most fans are going to go into next year saying, if we don't make the Final Four, we suck. Well, I don't think it'll be that at all.
That would be surprise.
I think if they make the NCAA tournament next year, that's a worthy accomplishment.
Blue or fade,
yeah. But, no, I think if they make the NCAA tournament next year, that would be a very nice accomplishment when you lose the kind of personnel they're losing. That would show the ability to sustain.
Yep. So we shall see. We've still got to finish it.
Kalen's signing up now, people in Indiana, for sponsorships.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, and the Fever doubled their season ticket prices.
Yeah, that's business.
You bet.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yeah. So those people that were saying, oh, she's good about lose all her money. Well,
those people are stupid.
Yeah.
And the men, I think, need to win. And Tony agreed yesterday. They're under the impression they need to win at least two to have a chance to make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And they've put in a bid to host NIT games, which they will get for a Tuesday game. They'll work around the women's stuff. So there could be a lot of basketball at Carver Hawkeye Arena next week.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it would sure make it easier coverage-wise to be able to cover the first two rounds of tournaments and not have to leave Iowa City. That's not bad.
No.
And then
did you tell them how much you spent for beer?
No.
I heard you talk, wasn't it like 14?
Hasn't come up.
Wasn't it like 14?
No, it was 15.
15 for?
The four, 15 for Stella or Modelo, one of the premium beers.
How many ounces?
16.
So you're basically paying a buck an ounce?
Yeah. And then the Bud Light was 14.
There you go. How many? Would you have like one or two a game?
But we generally had a half dozen each.
No, you didn't.
One or two.
Six. If you had six 16-ouncers, that would be almost a 12-pack, wouldn't it?
Well, not quite, but it'd be a lot.
Because it's 4 ounces more than just a regular bottle.
But it also would have been $90 each.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. The prices are
Pat would have said that. You're,
the prices, aren't they just insane?
Oh, your brother completely.
Your brother would have been pissed off.
I mean, $15 for a beer, please.
Well, there's no gun to my head. You know?
No, that's. Did you have food there?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you, we had a burger there that was absolutely incredibly delicious.
I mean, at pro places, the food is usually okay. If not, it's just not, you're not going to.
It really, it was just fantastic.
The fans just wouldn't put up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, does Iowa, can you get a hamburger at Carver?
Oh, yeah. The same place we get our tenderloin.
Are they good?
They're okay.
Are they like Sonic, sort of? Like?
Yeah, they're just, they're well, okay.
Yeah, they're better than Sonic. Sonics are in it.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, but they're on the
nothing same, like what you had at the Target Center.
No, they're on the same level as the tenderloins.
Okay.
You know, which are, they're good, but they're, you know, they're nothing spectacular.
Target Field, the food was real good.
Was that the Minnesota baseball?
Usually pro, elite pro places, the food's going to be pretty good. Or you just, it just, it wouldn't work if not. I mean,
but the burger was just fantastic. It really was.
Well, that's good to hear. Did it come with fries?
No. How that would have been another
how much,
six
How hours. Much was the burger?
I think around 15, which is, well, that's what you pay in a restaurant anymore mostly.
Yeah. With, yeah,
but you generally get fries.
You generally get fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're if you a burger and a beer, you're dropping 30.
Oh yeah,
your nephew says.
What's he up to?
You do Malky in a heartbeat, basically. Is what he said.
My nephew said that.
Yeah.
Tell him to get to work.
Since you put him in here, he's been in here all the time.
Are people mean to him?
No,
they were right at first. You said someone called him a freaking moron. Well, 2 minutes into it.
If you were to bed down with Kim Mulkey, you better do a good job or you're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, she's got her side of the deal to hold up, too. She's all, never mind.
All hat, no cattle?
No, but you have to admit, though, she's not unattractive.
Oh, but until her personality
she starts, her personality,
is,
would, I mean, until she,
yeah,
until gets, she talks.
Yeah, or gets on the court.
And sometimes her clothes are a turnoff, too. You know, some of
see,
the
I don't,
she,
I don't mind that,
some of the stuff
that.
She, all the glitter and the, you know.
The thing that I have, I don't mind it per se, but it overshadows the players.
Well, but
I think that's what she wants.
She wants attention.
She's an attention.
Yeah.
Attention hound, I will say. I'm not
gonna, I'll call her an attention whore. I'll say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miss Kitty.
And I'll stand by it.
What was Miss Kitty in Gunsmoke, Captain?
Huh?
What was Miss Kitty?
Whore.
She was a whore. So I always remind myself of it. They kind of make her out to be this, but when you break it down to its very substance, she was a whore.
Doc Adams was an alcoholic. He always was drinking.
Yeah, he was drinking a lot.
He was drinking before he operated on, you know, they'd carry him up to his office.
Take a slug out of his flask.
Yeah.
He'd pour whiskey into the wound.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
They're always drinking on Blue Bloods, too. I mean, when they get back to the Reagan's home, they're always... Whenever a family member, they have to go and talk to dad about something, one of the first things they do is open up some bottle of whiskey nearby and put it, and they always are having tumblers of booze. Always. A lot of drinking. Controlled drinking. They never show them losing their composure, but alcohol is their co-pilot in that.
Well, except you see them, you know, the people getting in bar fights and stuff, so.
Not much in Blue Bloods.
Oh, I don't know about Blue Bloods.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Gunsmoke. But did you think they were going to win Sunday when they fell behind? I always thought they were going to. Even at halftime.
We rewatched yesterday, and we never had control of that game.
Well, no, but Nebraska was not going to keep making threes like that.
Well, that's
was they were
the
reliant
hope.
That,
yeah.
And that eventually happened. Because I'll tell you what, Kalen never did really shoot that well at that tournament. She never. She made some huge threes in that game. But
that's right.
Her percentage for the tournament was not good at
no,
all.
No, it wasn't. She wasn't.
Her three-point percentage was just not. She missed a lot of, and you could tell it was frustrating for her.
Yeah, she didn't have her usual.
But she found a way to still dominate. That's what great players do. And to get 34 points in that championship game, the way she was shooting, that's incredible.
And she got two big steals in
but
the.
I thought
quarter.
Kate Martin's three-pointers in overtime were
huge.
I thought they were probably the two biggest baskets in the game.
And Gabby Marshall's two great
defensive
plays.
And then Stolke making the two free throws. But, man, Martin's second three was huge.
It sure was.
Because if you're Nebraska, you're thinking, Jesus. It's not Clark making these threes. It's someone else. That's tough to take.
And they're going to Nebraska's going to be real good next year.
You know who's going to else is going to be real good next year? Iowa State.
Oh yeah, yeah they are.
I mean, I didn't.
They don't lose anybody.
Audie
do
Crooks
they?
Crooks made first team All Big 12. I didn't realize she went on. Could you imagine if she would have gone to Iowa?
Yeah.
I know they recruited her. I saw her on her visit.
Yeah, they did.
They tried to get her. You know, and you can't get everyone. It's not like Iowa State is a poor boy or anything. They're a good program. But man, I did not realize that she went on to play as well as she did this year.
She was really good.
And I did not realize they got beat by Texas in the championship game, right? I mean, Iowa State's probably...
I didn't hear that was last night, right?
I think Iowa State's going to be probably a 2 or 3 seed. I mean, they've had a really good year. That's a great win for Iowa.
Well, Texas is a top 5
team. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're so, real good.
Yeah, they showed a picture of Texas celebrating on the court. The game had been over for a while because the arena was still mostly empty. But there's Audie Crook standing there watching the celebration, like soaking it in, like saying, we're not going to let this happen again.
We're getting there next year.
It was
year.
A neat photo. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, she is a hell of a player.
She is.
She really is. I mean, she knows how to use her size and her leverage. She's got a soft touch. And, I mean, State of Iowa is starting to produce some, well, it has been for a while, but some pretty good players. There's a girl at Johnston who's a sophomore.
Is that Divine Borridge?
Isn't she over in Quad
City? Oh, Davenport North. Yeah, you're
sophomore.
Right.
Someone mentioned her name, but South Carolina's all over. She's a guard. She plays for Johnston. I cannot remember her name, but she's really good, I've been told. Haven't seen any video of her, but the people that have told me she's really good aren't just hype people. They've said that she's the real deal.
Is she just a sophomore on
just
that
a
one?
Sophomore, yeah. And everybody,
can't remember her name.
Everybody
though.
Wants her. No, if somebody said it, I'd be like, yeah, I've been told her several times, but I might look for it at the break. But yeah, she's really good. Iowa's all over her, but so is everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, this is exciting times, and Iowa will be a number one seed. They'll host the first two rounds. It's going to be interesting to see who they match them against in that second round game.
Well, I've seen a few speculative brackets, and one of them had Iowa State.
I saw that. But would they play Iowa State in the second round?
Yes.
They would. I just would be surprised if they did that, but maybe they will. I'm not sure.
I would be surprised as well.
I would be surprised if they did that, and I'm not sure. I'd be a little worried too.
And another one, they had Florida State.
I mean, I think they're better than Iowa State, but they could lose to Iowa State.
Sure, they could.
I
mean,
they're not going to lose their first round game. I'll go out on a limb and say whoever it is they're playing is the 16th seed, it'll probably be over by midway through the third quarter.
Or midway through the first quarter.
That's the concern going into the second game, though. You know, same thing happened 2 years ago with Creighton.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And I definitely don't want to see Creighton here either.
No, I wouldn't want to see Creighton or Iowa State. We'll just have to see. We'll have to see what seed Iowa State is. I mean, we know Iowa's going to be a one. We don't know for sure what seed Iowa State's going to be. I'm not even sure what Iowa State's final record is, but I know they'll be at least a top 5 seed, Iowa State, won't they?
They were listed as an 8 or 9 in these.
Really? That low? These,
yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I thought they...
Of course, but that could have been before last night, too, though.
Well, before they made their... Well, they lost last night, though. Yeah, but they did make it to the championship.
Make it to the championship.
I thought they'd be maybe a 4 or 5 seed.
Well, they might still be.
But yeah, who knows? I mean, but they went on to have a good year. I don't even remember. How bad did Iowa beat them? And was it in Ames? Was it in Ames?
12 in Ames.
Okay.
11 or 12.
And they were, in fairness to Iowa State, you could tell they were a young team that was learning how to play together, and Iowa exposed them in some ways.
Yep. No, that's a good.
But you could see Audie Crooks' potential just in that game. And boy, like I said, I just kind of lost touch and did not realize she went on to be having all conference. That's pretty impressive as a freshman.
For
sure. Caitlin did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, these next 2 weeks, a lot going on.
Well, it's a fun time of year if you're into basketball, and it's been a lot of fun. I hope that the men can do something, but, you know, we kind of expected them to be a bubble team, and that's where they're at.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of right where they are, right where we all thought they'd be. I remember saying I thought they'd win somewhere between 8 and 11 conference games.
And they did.
Well, look at what the money you spent, and now the tickets for the Bits tournament are like $25.
Well, it depends on the seat, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to go to Portland or Albany and then to Cleveland?
No. Well, we can't do either.
Oh.
What was the bottom rung, though, for the women?
The cheapest ticket?
Yeah.
Well, it would have been the general admission, so they were about $45. So
You're bailing on the Hawks.
Well, we have a wedding we have to go to in Miami at the end of this month.
Is that bigger than Caitlin Clark?
No, but it's something we have to do. So we won't be able to go to the Final Four, and probably wouldn't have anyway. And then we'll probably be sent out west.
To Portland?
Yeah,
I'm not going to.
We're not doing that.
Susan's going to cover the Final Four if they make it, but I'm going to have her cover the Portland or Albany thing from home just to save. We did the same thing last year, because where'd they go last year for?
Wasn't it Seattle?
Yes. So Susan covered those, because you can still, you get access to the press conferences. You can watch them live. They send you quotes. They send you video. You can still do pretty much everything. And then I'll have her, she's going to go to Cleveland if they make it to the Final Four. But it's just too expensive to do all those rounds, especially when they play so far.
It really is.
And luckily now the NCAA lets you, in the old days prior to COVID, you had to go from start to finish. And I think now they realize that's not financially feasible for a lot of.
And if you fly out west to Portland, Seattle, that's expensive.
That is. Now, Rob Howe told me he looked at for Albany the other day, and it was $400.
Albany's not
but bad. No, but Portland, and that, we're talking maybe in the low thousands.
Oh, yeah, it's at least three times what Albany would be.
Hello.
Iowa State's record's 20-11. And
Then they did not do as well as I thought.
So they're about the same record. They are the same record as Nebraska.
Yeah, I thought
Nebraska just lost their 12.
Yeah, I think they're 20-12, Nebraska, right? Yeah. So my guess is they'll both be like 8 or 9, like you said. For some reason, I thought they had won like 23 or 24 games.
But boy, I was.
So was it kind of a surprise that they made it to the championship?
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
Because Ohio State got beat in the first round, and they got thrashed. I mean, they lost.
I'm talking about Iowa State.
Iowa State. I think it was a surprise.
Because if they did, they must have only been 17-11 going into the tournament, because I think it took them three games to get to the.
No, I think you're right.
So, well, they played themselves in the tournament. Yeah. I don't know why I thought they had done better, but they're in the tournament. I mean, they will be in the tournament.
Yep.
God, maybe they would, as an 8 or 9, maybe they would send them to Iowa State.
Maybe they would.
That do you want that? The risk, of course, is it would be bad enough to lose in the second round, but to lose to Iowa State, wouldn't that make it just even worse?
That would
be. To think that Caitlin Clark's last game would be a loss to Iowa State.
That would not be good, but, the number one seed, we're going to end up with an 8 or a 9, and their 8 or 9 seeds are good basketball teams. They're not generally not great, but they're good.
And
if you're not playing well, you can lose that game.
Yep, I agree.
Somebody in the chat room says you'd have to be pretty drunk to pull on Miss Kitty.
To pull on Miss Kitty.
I didn't think she...
Oh, I thought Amanda Blake was a nice looking...
For her age, I thought she was okay.
Yeah.
Well, who's the Casanova in the chat room?
Yes, excuse us.
Dave Bader.
You think Miss Kitty was ugly?
Not at first.
Yeah, excuse us, well, Peter North.
You're talking about the one in the late 50s, but by the time they got to the early 70s, you had grown tired of her?
Yeah.
But was she still a whore at the end? Did she ever?
Yeah, she always
I don't believe she was active.
No, I mean,
I think she had turned the page.
So yeah, there were movies. They made movies where he wasn't the marshal.
So you're saying she was active when the series started as a whore, but by the end she
I believe that is correct.
She had retired from being a whore.
Yeah, and she hired.
So it's not once a whore, always a whore. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say.
I just like saying the word. I don't know why. I've always enjoyed saying that word.
So do you like whorehound drops? You know, the hard candy, whorehound?
I've never heard of them. No? I'm not a big hard candy fan.
I don't like them either. Hello.
I think Miss Kitty graduated to madam.
What does that mean?
She was always a madam.
Yeah,
she
was. You could be a madam and a whore at the same time, couldn't you?
She was, yes.
Oh, okay.
But she was in charge of.
So you're saying, as the madam,
distributing
at the end, she was probably providing the flesh, just not her own.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Is that where we are?
Exactly correct.
All right. See, we may need Don Patterson for this.
No, we don't.
I bet you he watched Gunsmoke growing up.
No, of course he did.
Haluska didn't. He's too young.
Hello.
Yeah, that isn't really what I wanted to discuss. I don't think they'll put Iowa State and Iowa together. First of all,
I don't either.
Sell out, and they want that. And Iowa State, I'm pretty sure, travels pretty well. I'm thinking they're going to put someplace.
That makes sense.
It does.
Seats in the butts in the seats someplace else.
No, that makes sense, especially if they put them somewhere within a drive. I mean, I don't know what another close region is, but no, I'm with you. We're just kind of throwing it out there that it would be pretty wild though if they did.
Oh yeah, and it would be awesome, but it's going to be awesome because we're going to sell it out anyway. But
I think
they'll send Iowa State someplace else to get more tickets.
I agree.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
By the way, the House passed a bill that. calls for the banning of TikTok. They just passed it. Now it goes to the Senate, and it's a little iffy in the Senate.
Well, that'll take care of social media. There's nowhere else for the kids to go.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I understand China's, running the damn thing, but what, you don't think that the Chinese can get into Facebook and all the other crap?
They have all the information they need on everybody.
Yeah. And
everybody does.
Yeah, everybody does. I'm not seeing this.
What's interesting, though, is like Trump was... He was pushing for them not to do this, and the Republicans still stood up to him for once.
Yeah, he's
well, because he got a big donation. He was just met with some big donor. It's just all money related with him.
And with that,
Captain brought
this,
up.
We got a call.
This could be a political call.
I certainly hope not.
Hello.
I like following the Iowa women on TikTok. It's been fun where they're at, where they're going, but they're always.
Guess you'll have to follow them somewhere else.
Well, they have
Twitter, Facebook.
They have a past.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat,
X. They haven't. I mean, this is just the house.
It's
got
to
go
to the
Senate.
They'll probably die there.
Yeah.
But I'm watching TikTok on a phone made in China.
Yeah, you're too old to be on TikTok.
I've never been on it. I don't have the app.
I got the app at first, and I said, I don't need this. I don't want it. I'm not going to do it.
Isn't a lot of it like videos of kids fighting in the hallways and stuff like that?
A lot of videos.
Kids dancing.
Fighting.
Fighting. For their right to party.
For their right to party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they have, by the way.
Kids have been fighting for their right to party for decades.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well...
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, thanks for the call. And let's take a break.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy. Just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember,
don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertin and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertin and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertin and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertinandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Truck month at Deary Ford in Iowa City. Bring in your tax refund and save. Buy a new 2022 Ford F-150 with 0% financing and up to $8,000 off. We have over 75 top quality used vehicles. Trucks starting at $59.90 and cars from $49.90. Payments from $199 a month with zero down. Truck month at Deary Ford in Iowa City. Hurry in or shop online at DearyFord.com.
GT Car, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Car won't steer? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair work in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs. Brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventive maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't steer, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
84 years of preparation, the wait is over. The Oxyokin's brand new book, Our Recipes, Our Story, is on sale now. 90 pages in full color, 67 recipes, and our unique history for only $24.99. Get yours while they last at the Oxyokin. Available soon by mail order, along with our current serving hours at Oxyokin.com.
The Oxyokin.
Oxyokin, in the heart of a man.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
We have some rain on the way tonight into tomorrow, and we may actually have a couple of isolated stronger storms on Thursday into Thursday night as well. Today, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 70 for a high again this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, especially after midnight, are low down to 50 tomorrow. More rain and thunderstorms. We could end up with a quarter to a half inch or more by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow, 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Currently, it's 51.
KCJJ weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
This wonderful program is back.
I think this gal on CNN right now looks a little like Kylie Feuerbach.
Yeah.
You buy it or no?
I'm not seeing it. Other than the hair.
I think she's... They,
and they're both white.
They're making her head look a little rounder. So
she's got a unique... The girl on TV has a unique look to her.
Yeah. She's kind of alien-like.
I'm not going there.
No, I mean...
Mean.
Are you calling Kylie Feuerbach an alien?
No, she's, you know, no. Jesus.
I mean, when I think of an alien, I think of like E.T. or those things on
she's
Close
a little,
Encounter. I'm not seeing E.T. there.
Well, I do.
Well, you're a weirdo.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of E.T.
I'm not seeing E.T.
The forehead is bigger than the rest of the...
I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah, well, I think you're wrong.
She's more like Christopher Walken than E.T.
Well, I'd rather be E.T.
E.T. came out, what, 42 years? Didn't it come out in like 1982? Were you a big E.T. fan when it came out?
I liked it.
I liked it too.
How do you not like it? I mean, that was a movie hard not to like.
Yeah.
I liked E.T.
Like it certainly did a lot for Reese's Pieces.
Did you like it when they went trick-or-treating?
Yes.
I thought that was pretty when they went trick. I mean, he basically, E.T. was kind of like their second pet.
We got we got all that crap. We got an E.T.
What year was your son born?
It says phone home.
What year was your
79.
Son? Okay, so he was 3 when E.T. came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids were obviously a little young for...
For E.T.?
Well, by the time they were able to watch
Molly
TV,
was born in 93.
So, yeah, E.T. had been out for a decade. By the,
but, yeah.
But I'm sure they still watched it.
They did.
It's almost like a rite of passage.
Yeah, Shane loved
it. Is that his best... Spielberg's best movie, if you had to pick one?
I liked E.T.
I like Close Encounters.
Close Encounters was
favorite.
Really good.
I preferred E.T. personally. But
I liked them both, but if I had to choose, it would be Close Encounters.
Yeah. I liked the movie that we watched a couple times over was Last Starfighter. That was good,
I have not seen that one.
Robert Preston. No, that was good,
And didn't in The Fableman, isn't that sort of about his autobiography in a way? The Fableman?
Yeah.
It didn't do much for me.
I've heard it's not very good.
Yeah,
it was better as an idea than it was as a movie.
I didn't think it, you know.
Was it boring?
A little bit.
Boring isn't right. It just didn't quite work.
Okay. If you want to talk boring, I don't care what anybody says.
Oppenheimer. I've had multiple people tell me that.
Didn't it win Best Picture?
Yeah, it won everything almost. But I had people tell me they just wanted it to end. They're like, God, could this bomb just go off so we can go home?
I was hoping the Soviets would
my one buddy
us.
Said it lasted. My one buddy said it lasted longer than World War II.
It was just
boring, slow dialogue.
Yeah, slow dialogue, boring flashbacks.
Yeah,
the flashbacks made it even seem longer than it was, and it was long.
And it's obviously not unusual for the Academy to pick a movie that it seems like a lot of people don't like.
Oh, for sure.
You know. But I'm sure there's people. Have you talked to anyone? Oh man, Oppenheimer! It just blew me away.
Yes, I have.
You have. You have heard.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm sure there's both.
I have.
And I have not seen it, so I've been told it's boring.
A number of people say it's one of the best movies they've ever seen.
Interesting.
Well, they're out of their mind.
Well, maybe they like different things.
And they might. Yeah, like I'm with you. I'm not big into the slow dialogue. Now, I will say, I've told you guys about this. My favorite Jack Nicholson movie is probably The Pledge, and that's been on. Recently on either Stars or one of the HBO channels. I've watched a couple. It's a great movie. It came out in 2001. It's a sad movie, but I think it's one of some of his best work. Have you guys seen The Pledge?
No.
You should check. I think you and Ann, if you can handle the storyline, it's pretty.
We tend to lean more towards series as opposed to.
But this would be a movies. Movie. This would be a movie I would recommend. I'm not saying it's The Water Horse, but it's pretty good. Have you seen The Pledge?
No, I never even heard of it.
It came out in 2001. I don't know how I stumbled upon it. It was not obviously not one of his.
What is it about?
He is a police detective retired. The day he retires in Reno, Nevada, they throw a go-away party for him. But during the course of the go-away party, a body of a young girl who's been sexually abused and killed is found in a snowbank in the woods. And he decides, I got to check on this. I'm not retired for another 8 hours. Goes and meets with the family of the victim, and she says, you got to promise me that you're going to find who did. He makes this pledge, and boom, it's on at that point. He doesn't retire. He was supposed to go fish for Starlin in Baja, and he goes to the airport to go, but he can't get on the plane and comes back, and then he basically just spends the rest of the movie trying to find the killer. And it's a really good movie. You know who the killer is, even though you hardly but I don't want to give too much of it away.
See, I would have thought that The Pledge was about a furniture polish, but I guess
that was Madge.
I guess it would have been wrong.
Wasn't that Madge?
No.
If you think
Pledge was
Madge was
Palmolive.
Palmolive.
But no, this is a good movie. I mean, it's it was directed by what's his name? Sean Penn. Back in 2001, and there's a lot of Jack Nicholson movies I don't watch and like. I'm not like a huge Jack Nicholson.
You like The Shining?
It was okay.
I loved the book. The book was better than the movie. The
Wendy, movie I'm me, home. I like a couple of. It was okay.
The movie to me.
The
was
Red
just
Rum
just
and
Red Rum.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, it just.
How about Red Rum?
Yeah,
Red Murder Rum. Backwards. Gee. No, it was not. The Pledge is way better.
Yeah, I thought Shining sucked. I thought it
sucked is probably a little strong for me, but
it's too campy.
It just wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And Shelley Duvall looks like olive oil. Didn't she play olive oil in the Popeye movie?
Yeah.
So, but no, you guys, if you ever have 2 hours to kill and you don't need to watch a replay of the Iowa Women, watch The Pledge. I think you'll like it.
If it's on Amazon, I don't have any of
Jack's great in this. He's great. And it does not end happy. I mean, I'll give you that. It's not one of these where, oh, everything's happy at the end. And I just
like
never.
Oppenheimer.
Well, I mean, yeah, that didn't end happy for about a quarter of a million people. But no. So you have not seen Oppenheimer.
I have not.
So none of. So does the movie end with the bomb going off? Can we assume is that how it ends? Like, what's the final scene of the movie? Do we know?
He's old and he gets thrown out of the government, and it's.
Oh, so it follows
him. Well, he got blacklisted.
He got blacklisted.
For the communist thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it just... He doesn't know whether he should have invented the bomb.
Somebody else was.
Well, yeah.
Germany was almost there.
Yeah, yes, it was just...
Everybody
but
was
But, I mean,
it.
You knew this stuff, and I could see that it could have been shorter. And maybe you could have gone chronologically. With the damn thing. You can do a couple flashbacks in a movie, but constantly going back and forth.
Yeah, movies that are over 3 hours.
Lost.
Have you seen the movie Heat?
No. Yeah.
I thought it was too long.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. It was just too long, though. Yeah. Everything just took. Even the shootouts at the front of the bank, they went on for freaking ever. Val Kilmer's taking bullets left and right, and he's got a Gatling gun, and it just goes on and on.
I like
never
the way that the actors hold these Gatling guns, by like the barrel.
Yeah.
Where
8 million degrees.
Yeah. They're just going out shooting everybody. Well, Cannon did the same thing.
Yeah.
Cannon picked up an airplane, a turret, and he's like shooting it. And he would have been incinerated.
Hey, man, it's TV. But no, I didn't mind Heat. It was good. It just went on way too long.
Yeah, it was long.
To think it came out almost 30 years ago, 1995. It was just on the other day. I saw it, and I picked it up about halfway through, and I realized, Dad, this thing still has almost 2 hours to go. It just goes on forever. I mean, my biggest criticism of The Deer Hunter is it's too long.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies, but it was just too long.
Wow. Your nephew.
John Wayne.
Pat O'Kane, The Shining. And raving about Water Horse and White Boy Rick are everything I need to know.
There you go.
It's calling you out.
There you go.
I will say that the Water Horse was excellent.
The Water Horse. My nephew should watch the Water Horse.
He's heartless if he doesn't like it.
Yeah, if you don't like the Water Horse, you got serious problems.
I would have watched it, but you told me the dog gets killed.
Well, hey, this one deserved it.
And we don't know for sure. He may have just picked him
don't.
Up and thrown him like he did the other.
Yeah,
he may have
right.
just tossed him. He did stop barking. But the dog was mean.
No, the dog deserved to go down.
The dog
down.
Was mean. He was mean to Crusoe when Crusoe was young, trying to make friends. Chased him all over the house. But yeah, they don't show you that scene.
No, they don't. But we can
I still need
put
to try
two
to,
and two together.
I still need to try to reach out to the... I wonder if the Writers' Workshop could help me get in touch with the guy who did that screenplay. I think it'd be fun to have him on
there.
Yeah,
it'd be fun.
Because he's in Iowa. I mean, he went to the Writers' Workshop. And I'm trying to get... You saw that Iowa had an NCAA champion in track and field?
Yes.
First one since 1998, Rivaldo Marshall. He's from Kingston, Jamaica. I'm trying to get him on the radio. It's going to probably have to be next week. He just could not get on today during the 9 to 11 hour time frame we have, and I won't be here on Friday. So, but hopefully we can get him on next week.
Well, that's right. You're going to be
We're leaving tomorrow.
Your turn.
I'm heading out to... Halas and I are heading out of Cedar Rapids at about 8:39 tomorrow.
You might be back, friend.
Why? What do you mean?
I mean, if
we're not coming back till Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the game seven. We're not going to drive. We're not going to drive up there and drive back on the same day.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
so.
Much
no,
fun.
We wouldn't. The earliest we would be
you
back.
Gonna be if drinking $15 beers.
No, I will not be doing that. Not be doing that.
Terry Gracie said. Ever since he said he hates Caddyshack and Heat is too long, I don't put much stock in Pat's movie choices, to which your nephew says, I stopped 25 minutes in.
Stop.
Your nephew is calling you out.
You know what else he's doing?
Yeah.
Listening. Paying attention.
There you go.
He's calling you out.
Rip me all you want. Caddyshack never did it for me.
Now, we have a three-hour time frame on Sunday, and we chose... Molly, Ann, and I to watch Taylor Swift Eras Tour instead of Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
We will watch Oppenheimer at a later moment in the space-time continuum.
From Taylor Swift to Oppenheimer. Yeah. Think about that contrast. A nuclear bomb and a nuclear blonde. How about that? What do you think of that? That's a promo.
Yeah. Is it good?
It's good. Huh?
Did you see it?
Oh, I haven't seen it. We're going to do it Sunday.
Oh, you're going to do it Sunday?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
But
it's supposed to be really
it's
good.
A three-hour extravaganza.
Yeah.
God, kill me. Seriously.
I mean, did you like Moby Grape?
No. I mean, I didn't know much. I heard you playing them driving in. That was so mid-60s, the psychedelic sound. It sounded like a cross between Jefferson Airplane and the Birds. But
yeah.
No, I mean, that song you played,
what song
Omaha,
did you play?
Omaha.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean,
I love it.
I'm with, but Jesus. No, to say I love Moby Grape.
I love Moby Grape.
Help me.
God.
Moby Grape.
I like the name. I think it's a good name for a band. Was there a band called Moby Dick, too? Wasn't there a band?
Not that I know of.
I thought there was a band that was literally named after the...
Oh, I mean, probably there was somewhere, but...
But yeah, Moby Grape was a little before my time. I was five when they sent those two to the insane asylum. I was 5 years old.
They went to the insane asylum.
Yeah, two other band members went to the insane asylum.
Yeah.
I'm not
they
laughing
listened
at
to their own music.
Yeah, they must. Yeah, they had to listen to their own music.
Just listen.
I thought we couldn't do music on here.
We can't do music on here.
It isn't. That's okay. It isn't. It's Moby Grape.
Well, I thought you were getting ready to play it.
No, I wanted to read this description from Rolling Stone. The Grape Saga is one of squandered potential, absurdly misguided decisions, bad luck, blunders, and excruciating heartbreak, all set to the tune of some of the greatest rock and roll ever to emerge from San Francisco.
What were some of their hits?
Omaha.
Omaha. It charted at 93.
They didn't. Oh, they had something that charted.
Omaha.
Higher than that.
No. 805 was a great song, and it did not chart.
So. I thought they had a one hit.
It would have been Omaha. But Hunter said it charted at 93.
Hunter said they sucked. I heard him.
Yeah.
Well, and Hunter is right.
No. I'm
on Hunter's side here.
You listened to Moby Grape?
I heard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song you played, Omaha, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But if that's the pinnacle, then there's a steep fall, because it was not a great song. It was too 60s, too,
well,
you know, that psychic.
It's too dated. It's dated. It's,
okay, you can say the same thing about Jefferson.
I
you
do.
Sure can.
I do.
So do I.
Surrealistic Pillow. I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, it's.
I cannot listen to that
White
band.
Rabbit.
Yeah, no, I don't listen to it.
Somebody to Love was a great song.
Yeah, and withstands the test of time.
It does.
But a lot of their songs didn't.
The rest of them.
How about the Birds?
I
love the Birds, but some of their songs are very dated.
But they had a sound, and their vocals were so good.
They were so good at harmony.
But they changed. I mean, they were rock, and then they merged into really country.
Well, that was with the Gram Parsons influence.
Yeah.
As Sweetheart of the Rodeo, and I can see where people would not.
Chestnut Mayor.
I'm not a huge.
I mean, well, I like that song.
I have Gram Parsons' greatest hits, and I like four songs on it.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge. I don't never really understood the why so many people thought he was so great. I mean, explain it to me.
That's music. I mean, artists that float your boat may not float the next.
Yeah, he was
boat.
Just too rockabilly country for me.
But he was a part of the movement to country rock.
Oh no, I know, no, for I know sure. The role he played. And there's a couple songs that he has, and I love the.
Which ones do you like?
Well, first song on the Greatest Hits album. Now I can't. If you named it, I would.
Love Hurts.
No, but I love the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Me too.
I mean, their Greatest Hits, man. I
kind of got lost when I programmed KXCL, and this was in '72, and it was a country station. But I would stick that stuff on it,
mm-hmm.
and it fit, you know. And people seemed to like it. It was written up like I was violating country music by sticking it. But it's country music.
Well, of course, at that
I played Amy by Pure Prairie League.
But in 72, it was. Still pretty traditional country was still pretty big.
Yeah, Marty Robbins and stuff like that.
I would play that.
Charlie Pride.
Yeah.
He was a little non-traditional in another way for country music.
George Jones.
George
Conway
Jones.
Twitty. People like that.
Conway Twitty's loved. He got to do a few shows with him.
It's Only Make Believe is a great song. Absolutely great.
He was
song.
The nicest person you would ever freaking meet on the face of God's earth. And he would get done with his concerts. I would, first time I met him, I was at KXCL at the Cattle Congress. He got done with that concert. He did like 2.5 hours. And then he went down. People were at the stage. He signed and talked to everybody for another 90
minutes. He's like Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
He was Caitlin before Caitlin.
Yeah.
I mean, country music's answer to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, he just.
How about George Jones? You ever meet him?
No, he didn't show up.
He had some issues.
Wasn't he pretty wild?
He was supposed to show up again in Waterloo, and he didn't show up.
He liked his booze.
Yeah. Yeah, he had problems. Well, he was on drugs, too, and crap.
Well, that was during the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty wild decade.
Yeah.
George and Tammy.
Tammy Wynette, right?
Yeah.
Tammy showed up. Tammy was good.
You believe
those country stars back then. I mean, it's a big deal now because Taylor Swift and some others signed stuff. But boy, those country stars back then.
Lynn Anderson.
They went out of their freaking way to their fans.
Yeah.
They really did. Just be nice. Lynn Anderson didn't promise you a rose garden.
Is that who sang that?
Yes.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
You didn't like that song?
No.
I didn't really either. I didn't like that song.
Well,
I'm not, like I said, there's not a, I love El Paso by Marty Robbins. I love the Dead's version of El Paso. They've done it multiple times. But
I love that song,
Yeah,
too.
I love that song.
Good song.
And other people have done El Paso, too, but nobody. Marty Robbins made it famous, didn't he? Wasn't
mm-hmm. Yes.
He didn't write it, though, did he? Or did he?
I don't know.
I'm not positive. He might have.
Okay, because I know my dad was a big Marty Robbins. Well, Marty Robbins and Nat King Cole were my dad's. Nat King Cole wasn't.
King Cole's got one of the greatest voices.
What was his music? What category was his music? Soft pop?
Nat King Cole?
Not pop.
Oh, he had a lot of pop.
He wasn't country by any means.
No. He was almost, more.
It's hard to put him in a group.
Almost standards. More of a crooner.
Yeah, standards. He did.
Yeah.
Nat King Cole had one of the greatest voices.
No, for sure.
Yeah, my dad loved his stuff.
I mean, he crossed over a lot into popular music and probably country, and he was just one of those guys.
Unfortunately, a chain smoker, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Hello.
I grew up listening to Ramblin' Rose. Love that song.
Did you?
The Dead's version or whose version?
Nat King Cole, wasn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good song.
El Paso was written by Marty Robbins.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Cool. Have a good day.
Uh-huh. And he had a very successful brother named Baskin Robbins who succeeded in the...
We're getting a Baskin Robbins.
The ice cream business. Really?
Yeah. Somewhere, I think, in Coralville toward North Liberty, we're getting a Baskin Robbins.
Well, are they so they're still viable then?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That
who knew?
Good. Yeah. That sounds good.
Do they still have 31 flavors?
Yeah, which I never did understand because they really got more. But they got 31 flavors.
Chocolate chips, my favorite.
Mine too.
Mint chocolate chips.
I like that too, but
no, don't like mint.
Not as much as the regular.
Not a mint guy.
Hello.
The Baskin Robbins is connected with Dunkin' Donuts there on 965. That's both in the same place.
So you're getting
so it's there now already.
You're getting hit with health on both sides.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
You can eat healthy on both sides, right?
Sarah, we could check that out.
How would you feel going on, like, eating three glazed donuts and then having, like, a pint of ice cream for lunch? How would that go over?
Too much. I'm not a sugar guy.
You're not. That would not go over well.
No,
you?
No.
I'm not really either.
No, I'd be much more likely to hit...
a bag of Doritos?
Taco John's than Baskin Robbins.
Well, with this temperature, you can now.
I've been barbecuing. I mean,
made steaks last night.
I made chicken on the grill last night. I'm not tonight. I'm having BLTs. I barbecued like four nights in a row. I'm not doing it tonight.
BLTs sound good.
The nice thing, didn't we get a little rain last night to kind of wet?
Yeah.
We got a little moisture under the surface, which is what we needed. How much rain did we get?
Not much. This thing resets at midnight. I've never figured out how to make
it. I saw the forecast up in Minneapolis. It's going to be in the 50s and 60s up there tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, this has just been.
Hello.
Suter.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer was more painful to watch than the Bradman movie. I couldn't watch either one in a single setting.
So comparing the Bradman movie to the Academy Award Best Picture. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Exactly.
Hey, does he borrow any money from anybody in the movie?
Not that I remember. But he is a kind of a lowlife.
Well, what are you going to do?
What's the name of the movie?
The Bradman movie.
The Bradman movie?
Yeah, on Tubi.
Or Bradman the movie.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
Now, he seems really fascinated in himself, doesn't he?
What do you want?
Isn't Bradman fascinated? He must be fascinated.
What do you want from me? I'm on for 5.5 hours. What do you want from me?
Six and a half, seven.
God.
Yeah, full day. Now they don't even put in a full day.
Why don't you make your own movie?
I don't want to.
Captain Steve, the movie.
I get the suggestions from these junior program. Well, you got to do a podcast. I don't have to do a podcast.
That'd be oversaturating the market.
Yeah. I don't have anything to really don't.
Imagine like you and Tommy doing like a 3-hour podcast like after you've been on the air for 6 hours.
We thought of doing one podcast of us doing the Shut Up Game and just seeing how many people would actually listen to that.
And how long would you do it for?
Up to 10 minutes.
How long could you take it?
I could do 3 or 4 minutes, probably.
I could do maybe. Where you each. No, you tell shut up. No, you. Yeah. No, I.
Wondered how many people, would.
Why don't you find out?
I would remove all the sharp objects from my house, and I would give it like a minute.
It could go viral.
I'm going to make you feel good, Suter. I would almost take the menus over there. The menus or the Shut Up Game, Suter.
Menus.
The first time we did it, we were getting calls from parents that were driving their kids to school, and they just, thanks a lot.
Because their kids probably started doing it.
Kids started doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, I've heard you guys do that a few times.
I've done it in a long time.
I just got a text message someone saying, back to the Hawks.
Back to the Hawks. Baseball, not great last night.
No, they're 7-9 right now, and I mean, Georgia obviously is just a better team. I'm guessing they both used midweek pitchers, I assume. I know Iowa did. They didn't use one of their three aces, but yeah, no, they've got some work to do. I mean, they got to get better. Brody Breck and Obermiller, they've had some nice moments. Everybody's still giving way too many free bases. Marcus Morgan's giving too many free bases, and he got hit. He's had two less than stellar outings. They got work to do, but they've played 16 games, and I think it's a 54-game schedule. So I'm not ready to give up on them. I'm just a little disappointed. I thought they'd
it's
be a little
disappointing
better.
Start. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I thought they would be better. I mean, Georgia's good. It was at Georgia, but they also got beat 10-5. So, and like Rick said, Rick's quote from the story that we posted, he goes, "We didn't play well enough offensively or pitching to beat a good team like Georgia. They just didn't."
And they hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, they and it's just what they do. It's just unfortunate. But I still think they're going to make some noise in the Big Ten, and hopefully the fans will stay with them. And what's been unfortunate, they even the great weather hasn't helped them. You know, I mean, they've been outside since they've been pretty much outside all season almost. I mean, it's been so warm and most. I mean, remember we had that brutal stretch in early to mid January, and then by the end of late January, it started getting warm. By February, they were outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hasn't helped. Now, part of it has been the competition. I don't know how good Jacksonville State from Alabama is, and they lost 2 out of 3 to them.
20-1 was the middle game, you know. What the hell?
So we'll see. I'm not sure. Do we have the baseball schedule in front of us?
Yes.
Well, who do they play next?
Throw that away.
And another discouraging thing was Iowa Wrestling finishing fourth at the Big Tens. That was not what fans are
so
used
to. So we just
had
Jacksonville State, Georgia. So Western Illinois is next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So they have a 3-game series with Western.
Yes.
They got to sweep that or at the least win two.
Friday, Saturday,
at,
Sunday.
At the least. And then when does Big Ten play start?
Right after that.
That's what I thought. This is – and. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing's been settled in the Big Ten. It's just it's been kind of deflating the way that they haven't lived up to this early ranking.
Yeah, so the first major series we have is Purdue, at Purdue.
Okay.
3 games.
I don't know. I don't think Purdue is one of the favorites, but that's a game they got to win 2 out of 3. I mean, if they're going to be this team that's good enough to be ranked in the class of the Big Ten, you got to win series.
And then the next Big Ten series is Minnesota after that in Iowa City.
Oh, we'll try to get the coach on. I think this is his last year.
Minnesota coach.
Yeah, do you want to get him on, John Anderson?
Unfortunately, I will be at a wedding in Miami.
We could leak you in.
Well, yeah, we could connect you in. You and Ann could call in.
Yeah.
Oh, we got – oh my gosh. Oh, that phone's not working.
okay. This guy conversing with your nephew says you do a pretty good sports show. So you're getting an accolade.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. This is a pretty good sports
good
show.
Good for the pretty good.
But speaking of, what'd you think of wrestling finishing fourth?
Well, I was certainly disappointed.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it, too. They just were not really even competitive.
We're just... Team ain't there.
Not right now, no. Nope. Penn State does have 5 seniors, but they've also got, if you take Levi Haynes, I think he's only a sophomore, and they've got the other kid, Braden Davis, who won the 125. He's a freshman. So, yeah, they've got some guys they're going to be losing, but they've also got guys that are national champions now that will be coming back, and nobody reloads better than Penn State. So sure. It looks like everybody's wrestling for second at the NCAA meet. But, yeah, to finish fourth in the Big Ten, that's just not Iowa wrestling.
Very disappointing.
And they had one guy in the championship, and he got tech-falled by a Penn State guy, Aaron Brooks, who's great. Yeah, Penn State's just at another level right now.
Yeah, fourth in the Big Ten is not Iowa wrestling.
No, and there were some people calling for Brands' head. And my thing is that you can't let yourself be swept away by the moment. You got to take a step back and just keep everything in perspective. Tom Brands doesn't deserve to be fired. They've got some issues right now, but, I mean, come on, just relax. I mean, they're just not Penn State right now, so we'll see. I mean, yeah, this is discouraging, but you just got to keep fighting.
Well, that's it. Yeah. So let's see what else.
Iowa softball has been.
They're about 50-50,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they don't. Seem like they're taking that step up, but they still got a whole Big Ten conference schedule in front of them, too. So I don't want to start judging these teams until you see what they do in conference play.
When they're out in California on Friday with 2 games at Pacific.
I mean, they've been out in California, it seems like, since the season started.
Yeah, and then Stockton, California.
Because they just
and
played a series up in Northern. They played in the Silicon Valley Classic. They won some. They got swept. They've just been kind of like Iowa men's basketball, just one step forward, one step back.
Yep, Friday and Saturday, they have 2 games each day.
So we'll see. Like I said, well, and then in another week, Big Ten play starts, and you watch. It'll be the coldest April we've ever had. It'll be like in the 40s, and God, spring football's right around the corner. You know, and spring football's not that.
Don't they start on the 20th?
Somewhere right around there.
I think
roughly around the 20th, 21st, 29th. Yeah.
Oh, it's a week
away. About a week away. I noticed one, I think it was Penn State that announced their started a couple days ago. So, yes, spring is here. Wouldn't this be great weather for spring football?
Boy, I guess.
To think you'd be able to go outside and extend it. Are we good for the next week or so weather-wise?
Other than rain? It gets the coolest it gets is low 40s on Sunday, then around 40 Monday, then back up to 50s. I'm just worried about, the end of May and into June and July, if it's going to be 118.
Probably. It usually is.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, this is our spring right now, early to mid-March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just so glad that we're going to Minneapolis and not having to worry about driving at night with frozen precip or nothing like
and
that.
And that's what I was worried about
and
last
you didn't
week.
Have any of that did last week, did you?
Nothing. It was
did
perfect.
You go to any good restaurants?
Not great.
Or were you on the end of the corner with a tin can asking for money after paying for tickets?
We went to the Irish pubs that were close by at Kieran's. We ate at
I've been there.
Two or three times.
It's good. It's solid.
And I think O'Donohue's or
I've been there once.
Had a good meal
there. Would
you
say they're both solid?
Yeah.
They're not overly expensive.
No, it's bar food,
but
basically.
But nothing's cheap.
No.
I mean, nothing. I mean, you're not going to go anywhere anymore and eat for $10.
But we didn't go to any big restaurants or anything, huh?
Well, if you're getting...
Well, and the main reason, one of the main reasons is the parking situation is kind of convoluted, and they explained it to us, if you take your car out, blah, 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 you got to have blah, blah, blah. So we just said, not taking our car out.
Well, especially if the food in the arena is not bad.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, and so that made it easier, so... We'll see. I know for the media, they feed us at least lunch and dinner. And then, of course, I'm always at the Big Ten tournament during Lent because Iowa oftentimes makes it through Friday because I always have to try to figure out something to eat on. They'll make, like, I hate vegetable lasagna. I just, ugh. But there's always either that or some lame fish. But in fairness to them, what are they going to make for the Lenters? I mean, there's not a lot to choose from.
Mac cheese?
Mac cheese is something. Salad.
Just go to the dark side.
And eat meat?
Yeah.
On Friday? I've made it through Lent this far. I'm going to make it. This is my way of justifying not go to church. I'll be like, hey, God, at least I'm still following the the rules.
God will say, no.
Get to church.
You get to church.
No, I don't like General Assembly. Yeah. I like doing religion on my own.
I'm with you.
I mean, I still believe. I still, like I said, I don't eat meat. I did go for ashes. I did.
Do you think there's something after this?
I would like to think so.
Yeah. I mean, other than the police reports.
I would like to think so. I don't know for sure. That's why they call it faith.
Yeah.
And so it would be pretty boring to think that there isn't anything.
Yeah. Well, it would be, but wouldn't you think in all the time that's gone before us, all the billions of people that...
Somebody would have proved it?
That somebody would have proved it.
Oh, that's the...
Well, I think people have.
The real test of faith. Yeah, some people will tell you that people have, and they'll fight you to the end saying that there's proof. To each his own.
Well, I've seen my dad here. Hunter saw my dad here. Mm-hmm. Billy saw stuff here.
Yes, he did.
So, Billy was pretty much a realist.
But I have not.
Yeah.
I have Doubting either. Thomas.
Yeah.
I haven't. And ghost doesn't necessarily mean that there's a God, but... But
I would like to say
no, it just means they're ghosts.
But there's something after it.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's a ghost.
That's why they call it faith, guys.
There you go.
That's what it is. Faith.
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 Yeah.
Blind faith.
Oh, you got to have faith?
Yeah, George Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Isn't he dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did he die of?
Good question.
He was sick.
He had problems.
He had some bad, bad music. Wham was so bad.
Wham? What? Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
That's one of the worst songs ever, ever, ever written and performed.
Fair enough.
I can't believe we've left it off of our...
Rather liked some of their stuff.
I mean, you're going to come at me with a little careless whisper. Guilty Feet Have Got No Rhythm.
He sold between
I'm sure he 100 did.
And 125 million records.
I'm sure he did.
There you go. Wow.
But it all sucked.
Death. He died in bed.
That we didn't need to know.
In bed. Well, no, of natural causes, due to myocarditis and.
Oh, then it wasn't
heart disease.
So heart, he died of heart disease because wasn't
heart
he
disease
like
disease and a fatty liver?
Huh. I mean, because he wasn't that old, was he?
53.
No. Wow.
His sister died 3 years to the day after him.
With the same type of stuff? I wonder if it's hereditary. Fatty liver.
You wonder, don't you?
It doesn't say.
Fatty liver. I've never heard of that. That may not even be drinking related. But no, I'm sad that he passed away. His music just never.
Obviously didn't do anything for you.
I mean, were you a Wham fan?
I wouldn't call myself a fan.
Fan of Wham? Hunter, you like Wham? Hunter doesn't like Wham.
Wham.
Or Moby Grape.
Hunter's wrong.
Oh, I'll take Wham ahead of Moby Grape any day.
I don't know. Hunter, Wham or Moby Grape? He said Wham. I may go a little Moby Grape on that one because I hate Wham.
Moby Grape's great.
And Wham. I mean, Wham was Wham was unnecessary.
Who was Wham? Here's your quiz.
Something Andrew Ridgely.
Yes, very good.
And George Michael.
Very good.
Yeah. What is that? Andrew Ridgely doing now? I think he's a producer.
I don't think he's doing any.
Hopefully not
Wham
singing.
Reunion.
Hopefully
tours.
No reunion tours. Well, George Michael was a pretty big part of that band.
I would say so. Wrote
he is 61.
All their stuff.
Yeah, they're just a little older than I.
He is a record producer.
And probably very wealthy.
Probably so.
Well, let's see.
I bet I'll guess, Andrew, 50 million, 60 million?
I'd say, yeah.
40 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another band I could not stand, and I never understood it, was Duran Duran. I never understood the popularity.
I don't like them.
Hungry Like a Wolf and Rio and all those songs were excruciating.
I didn't love them.
And people loved them.
When he died, George Michael was worth $200 million.
Wow. Good for him. I mean, somebody in his family.
He was a heck of a songwriter. Whether you liked the music or not, he was able to
write. So did he write songs for other people, too?
Yes. Well, he wrote mostly for his solo career and for Wham.
Okay.
But they were.
We had a lot of hits.
He was able to write music that was accessible to so many different people. I mean, that people could really lock in.
Did he write Wake Me Up Before You Go Go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Happy song. You just don't like happy songs. Name a happy song you like.
Thank You by Led Zeppelin. It's happy. They're saying thank you.
Well, it's the way they say it.
How about Alabama Whiskey Song by The Doors? I mean, they're show me the way to the next whiskey bar. He's asking someone to go out and have fun with him, party.
Okay. You like Walking on Sunshine?
No. That's
by Green and the Waves?
I don't hate it, but not. That's not one of my favorites.
Well, I would put that on par with Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. It's the same kind of feel.
But what about Peg's a happy song. Peg by Steely Dan. I love that. It's happy. Vibrant. Do It Again.
My Boomerang.
Reeling in the Years.
See, I loved Steely Dan, but I wouldn't call it happy music per se.
I think some of it. King of the World.
I would call it, no.
How about Gaucho?
Gaucho.
Hey 19.
Hey 19.
They're happy. They're having, they're smoking.
They're not really happy.
Well, they're drinking,
smoking dope.
They're smoking dope and drinking.
Yeah, but she doesn't, you know, he's hitting on a woman that's like 40 years younger than him.
How about Janis Joplin, Mercedes Benz? Remember, she cackles at the end of that. She's
that
so happy.
Song.
Do you like how she cackles at the end? That smoker's cough?
I have absolutely no care for that song.
You like Mercedes-Benz?
No.
Yeah. Hunter? Yes, Hunter and I, standing united.
And I liked a lot of her stuff, but that was
Little
of
Girl
them.
Blue is
great.
The most beautiful.
How about Tell Mama?
Tell Mama.
Great song.
Yeah. Great song. Of
Piece
course.
Piece of My Heart.
Great Piece song. Of My Heart, great song.
Bobby McGee, great song.
But I'm sick of Bobby McGee. I wasn't crazy about that, but
I love that song.
Little Girl Blue. First time I heard
I'm
that.
I'm trying to
I
think
go,
of a happy
wow,
Pink. Trying to think good. Of a happy Pink Floyd song. I'm having a little trouble.
Well, it's Kid Camp performing.
Well, That's for a whole different reason. But no, there is a lot of music that is kind of gloomy. I mean, the Beatles, there's a lot of happy. What would, name a happy Beatles song and name a really sad Beatles song.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Is happy.
Is happy. Sad would be, Help was.
That was sad, even though it was kind of performed in sort of an
upbeat, happy. Musically it was up, but lyrically it was
one of
his first kind of down.
But I'm guessing a lot of people didn't even pay attention to the lyrics, and they were just so happy from the beat of the. I love that.
Great song.
Probably my favorite Beatles song.
Yesterday.
That's sad.
That's sad.
How about Norwegian Wood?
I don't know that it's happy or sad.
Yeah, it just is.
I mean,
good song.
Should be happy if he's got wood, right?
Well, that's what Beavis and Butthead would say. Remember where the scene when they brought that
wood?
Well, so, there was a scene where they brought up the song by the Beatles, and then that's what they said. He said wood.
That's what I was thinking.
Beavis and Butthead.
The middle-aged Beavis and Butthead. You really got it.
I will check it out.
So it's out?
That yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's
streaming?
Not, it's not everyone. They go back and forth.
What do they do for a living?
Huh?
Unknown.
Nothing.
Do they still have their same T-shirts?
They have, yeah, but
kind of like Pat does.
But they're torn. Yes. And one of them still was at, in one of the episodes, still at the, you know, the fast food place.
My two favorite Grateful Dead T-shirts, so I can't wear them anymore. They're just too
tattered.
They're just, I sell them, throw them away for sentimental reasons, but they're beyond wearing. I mean, we were talking, one of them is like 45 years old.
Yeah, it's probably time
and
to
it's got the,
move along.
It's got the Steal Your Face emblem on it, but it's just the neck. It's like, it looks like almost like a muscle shirt now because the neck is so worn out. But I think I bought it in like 1981, something like that. So, but
well, I would say you've gotten your money's worth.
But yeah, we won't have a show on Friday because I mean I might be able to call in. We'll just have to see what's going on because there's a chance if I'm just driving home from Minneapolis, I could call in and we could do some phone discussion. But if they're playing, like I said, I don't have a feeling either way. I just have no gut feeling on this game. None.
If I had to make a pick, I would say we probably don't win.
And that is based on.
The fact that we look so bad the last game, and Ohio State is playing extremely well.
And almost beat them here when they weren't playing extremely well.
So I don't have a good feeling about the Hawks.
And I do sometimes, if they're telling us yesterday they know they got to win at least two, that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
Where Ohio State knows the only way they're getting in is if they win the tournament, and it's probably not going to happen, they don't really have a lot of pressure. I mean,
no.
I mean,
so now do you... have you heard anything about Tony Perkins, whether he's...
Well, we asked him yesterday. He said we had a press conference, and he says he's not going to deal with any of that until after the season. He hasn't made up his mind. My guess, he probably knows what he's going to do. He's not ready to say it publicly. Patrick was asked about it, and he right away said, no, I'm not coming back. But then by the end...
But then walked it back.
Then he completely walked it back and said, I probably shouldn't have said no. But I think my guess is both are leaning probably towards moving on, would be my hunch. Well, of course, with Patrick, he said it.
Yeah,
I mean, but he did walk it back, but he still made it sound like he's leaning that way. Tony just said, nah, I haven't really thought about it. I mean, Tony could do two things. He could try to pursue professional ball, or somebody may offer him.
He could hit the portal.
He could hit the portal.
Or he could come back.
Or he could come back. He could do three things, yeah.
Yep.
He could pros, portal, or come back, and Iowa will have some money for him. It'll depend on what he can maybe demand in the NIL market. I mean, I'm sure Brad and those guys know that they're going to have to come up with something
for
Tony.
Sure they do.
So, yeah, he says that he'll make a decision shortly after the season. So, yeah, that was we asked him specifically about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Owen Freeman on yesterday. We had him, too. And he was asked if he was surprised that he had to share the award with the
McBacko
or whatever. And he did say he was surprised. And McBacko, is that?
McBacko,
he won the award 5 times. Owen won it 9 times. Their stats are pretty similar. And Owen did say he was kind of surprised. He thought he was going to win it outright.
Yeah.
But the media gave it to him outright, and then the league's coaches had him sharing it with the guy from Indiana. And then Peyton's Tony made second team All Big Ten. Peyton made third team, and then Cricky and Josh Dix were honorable mention.
Fair enough. Anything else?
Did we mention the Addy deal? No, I'm trying. I think it's going to be interesting to see if we can get a hold of Addy Deal. Hopefully we can get her on a podcast. I, I think the listeners would enjoy that. And I'll keep you guys posted. And yeah, and as far as Friday, we'll just have to kind of wait and see what's going on. But yeah, even if they lose, though, we're not coming back till Friday. And the game is at roughly it's at 5:30, right? Because is there a game before it?
Because this should be the second session.
So yep. Yeah, it will start right at when it says it starts. Yep. So all right, everybody, enjoy the weather.
Okay, hawkfanatic.com. Check it out; it's free.